Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. Alan Hill with Gray Line Builders.
Hey, Alan. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Just living the dream. what can I do for you?
I say that sometimes.
Nice.
I said that to somebody last week, and they said, yeah, good for you. I'm living the nightmare.
I'm going to have to remember that.
I was like, oh, sorry you're having a bad day, man.
Yeah, seriously.
So I'm working on all your stuff right now.
Great.
So a question is industry type or SIC code. I don't know what that is.
Oh, you know what? Don't worry about that. That's for us, and I can fill that in for you. It's just
okay.
Yeah, it's like inside stuff for us, basically, just letting know what industry you were in. So no worries there.
No problem.
Okay.
And then it says rented or mortgaged amount. We don't have anything there, so.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Just the property just owned outright.
We actually work out of my home. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's a personal. We work out of the basement, so it's just out of the personal home.
Gotcha. Potentially, though, they will, underwriting, you know, if an offer is made and you guys accept it, they would just want to verify, you know, where the business is, if it is rented or mortgaged or owned, if that makes sense, because, if it is a home business.
Okay. Well, it's not really a home business. It's a home office, you know, I mean.
Gotcha.
If you need something there, just let me know. I've just kind of left it blank for now.
Yeah, if you could put something there, it would just expedite the process. Otherwise, I'm going to have to reach back out to you probably and see, you know,
okay,
can we get
some
information for this, you know?
Okay. But the business itself, like, I don't charge us any rent or mortgage. So.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just like, hey,
yeah,
this is where we work. And.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just put owned then.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put that. Okay. Current credit card processor. That's just our credit card. That's just the name of who we use.
Yeah. So if you, a lot of sales go through your business through credit card processing,
sales
it might be enough.
No. I mean, expenses do.
Okay. Yeah. Then don't worry about that. That would be, as far as, you know, incoming sales are concerned, that would be another avenue, to get you more funding.
Oh, okay. So leave that blank. So do you want, what's the total Visa MasterCard processing volumes for the past 4 months. That's all expenses. Do you want that on there?
No. Again, that would be for, let's say if you were a, you know, a pizza place and a lot of people pay with credit cards.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's that type of deal. So I don't think that it really, it would pertain to your business.
Okay. No. Okay. No, it wouldn't at all. Yeah, we've got people buying $1 million homes with credit cards.
gotcha.
Let's see here. Okay, so that's all good. So that's good. So I've got this. That's all good. Let me ask you this. This is a kind of a sensitive one for me.
Okay.
You've got trade references on there. I have them, but are you guys going to reach out to them? I mean, I'd really not prefer my trades to know that I'm getting a working capital loan. You know what I mean?
No. We would not. You can just leave that blank.
Okay. Yeah, that just kind of.
No, we don't want.
Yeah.
Exactly. We don't want to interfere with any sort of relationships you have with vendors or things like that.
Okay. So that's all good. I've got that done. So what I'm going to do, application attached. 6 months of your most bank statements. Okay, that's going to take me a little bit to pull together. And the first two pages of your business tax return.
That's to verify sales for last year.
Sure. Yeah. So sure. So just that page and that page is all you want. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's not a problem.
So
what I'm going to do, Zach, I'm kind of got a couple things going on. One, I'm trying to get this thing going, and I just got sidetracked with some stuff yesterday and couldn't get to it. So I want to get this to you as soon as possible. So I'm going to be working on this tonight, probably in the morning. to get to pull all this stuff together to you, and I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send you everything. The only thing that's going to be missing is my. I'm going to send you my partner's form with his information on it, but okay. It's not going to be signed by him.
Okay.
And I'll get it signed by him, but I'll have to follow up with that because I won't see him. I'm getting knee surgery in the morning, so.
Oh wow!
I may not see him for a day or two.
We can still get the ball rolling, though.
That's what I'm saying. You'll have everything else. You'll have his information. It just won't be signed. It'll be forthcoming, though. So it's certainly not a problem. I just wanted to let
Perfect.
You know that's why it's not. That's why it's just not signed because I'm not going to see him, and I got to go to the hospital tomorrow. I won't be working tomorrow, and I may or may not be Friday. So
I understand
how the surgery goes.
What are they doing to your knee?
A torn meniscus and MCL. So
how the heck did you do that?
It's a snowboarding this past winter.
I had to stop when I turned 40. I don't recover like I used to.
I started when I was 46.
Holy cow. That's awesome though.
Yeah. So, I don't know why I waited so long, but,
isn't it an awesome sport?
It's like nothing I've ever done. I mean, it's spectacular. And, you know, for the exact reasons you were saying, you know, my mind thinks I'm 25 out there. My body wants to try to do things that it says, oh, you could do that. Don't worry about that. But then,
go off that jump.
You know, when it doesn't work out so well. Yeah. When it doesn't work out so well, your body's like, hey, remember you're 48, you're not 26. And so this is what happens.
yeah, I can identify with that. I've been an avid surfer for over 30 years, so snowboarding is the closest thing I can compare to surfing, to be honest with you. It's just it's the same feeling.
Yeah, so it's spectacular. So yeah. I put it off and put it off and put it off, and I was trying to work my way through it. I thought I could, but I should have given it a break, and I didn't, and it finally just gave way a couple of weeks ago. So
it's time to
pay the piper now.
Yeah, well, shoot, I will keep my fingers crossed for you. Hope everything goes smoothly for you tomorrow morning.
Appreciate that. And so you'll have that information. I'll probably send it to you first thing in the morning, early my time. I'll be out the rest of the day. You won't be able to get me, but if you need anything, shoot me an email. I'm hoping, you know, I may or may not be back on the computer by the end of the day tomorrow, but I for sure will be on Friday to some extent. So we'll be able to chat on Friday for sure.
Perfect. I'll just shoot you just some updates on what's going on. You know, your information's over at funding now or at underwriting, stuff like that, just to keep you abreast of the movement of your file.
Okay. And so I guess when this all gets done, you'll send there'll be like a contract or something like that?
Yeah. Underwriting, someone from underwriter will reach out. We'll have an offer for you. Go over the numbers. If they sound good to you, we'll have documents sent out to you. Documents get back to us, and funding happens in about 48 hours. So it's a pretty quick process.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, I appreciate the call today, Alan. Any other questions before I get off the phone today?
Nope, that sounds great.
All righty, well, I hope everything goes well for you tomorrow, and then we'll talk on Friday.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Zach.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.